This is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing, and today I'm going to talk about how long SEO takes to make you money. I get asked this question all the time. Okay, so if we work together, how long is it going to take for me to get onto the top of Google? Usually that's what people ask me. They don't ask how long it's going to take to make money, but they ask me how long will it take to get on the first page of Google. Because everyone believes that once you do get on the first page of Google for a few keywords, like Boston DUI lawyer, or Los Angeles divorce attorney, or Orlando bankruptcy lawyer, that all these calls are going to start coming in and all this money is going to come in. And unfortunately, through direct experience, I found that's just not the case. Going back to the real reasons why SEO takes time, it just takes a series of months to get anywhere, is because Google, who controls about 80% of all search, is the big king of the mountain there. And they decide who they're going to show in their search results and who they're not going to show. And they're just not going to show anybody because they know there's a lot of spammers out there. They're waging a constant arms race against spammers who are looking for new techniques to game their search engine algorithm and to bypass it and get to the top quick. So you got to realize there's a lot of competition out there. It doesn't mean that there's not a place for you, but there's a lot of competition. And Google, in response to all this competition, all this spamming, has come up with like an incredibly sophisticated search engine algorithm that has, they claim, over 200 different signals in determining who should be at the first listing on a page, and the second, and the third, and the 800th listing. So my content strategy and my link building strategy, first of all, they go along with what Google wants. Google wants fresh, relevant content. And we accomplish that by doing a monthly interview that gets recorded, transcribed, and edited, and turns into about 7,000 words placed on your site, you know, approximately 20 articles. Over time, you're going to be building up these articles on your site. So your site may start out with 20 pages, then grow to 40 and 60 and 80 and 100 and 200 and 300 pages. But this takes time. You know, if we do a call a month, you're looking at really 6 months to get about 45,000 additional words, which would be, you know, maybe 120 extra pages on your site. And during that time, too, I've got to get you relevant links from non-competing attorneys. So if we get them at the pace of, let's say, 3 a month, and they go for 6 months, that's about 18, you know, sometimes 20 links. So during that time, here's what you're going to experience. At first, SEO is going to be an expense. It just will be, and you might not get much of a return at all. If you have a brand new site that we're putting up for you, I can promise you, you're not going to get anything for at least 4 months, probably 6 months. And the big reason is that Google just will not allow sites to be moved faster unless you try to cheat. And if you try to cheat, you may get results for a short period of time, but much more than likely, after a period of time, you'll be wiped out and you'll have nothing. And all that work and time and energy will be for naught. So you don't want to do that. You want to do this the right way. But unfortunately, though, again, SEO takes time. So at about the six-month mark is where I see clients get enough calls from their website and make enough money in retainer fees that it's paying for the work. So, for instance, if you pay $1,200 a month for the SEO, at about month six, you'll start getting enough retainers, you know, let's say two retainers a month, maybe even three, where, you know, after your expenses, you'll be getting at least $1,200 a month. So now your marketing is paid for, and you don't have to worry about it as an expense anymore. Keep going past this point, getting to the eighth month, ninth month, even a year especially. Now the work starts becoming very profitable, and you're getting four, five, six, maybe even eight clients a month retained from your website. You're getting calls at this point close to about every day, but it takes this long. But why is it worth it to wait? Because at this point, now the marketing is very profitable. You know, let's say you're spending $1,200 a month, but you're taking in, you know, 8, 10, 12, you know, maybe 15, 20 grand in retainer fees. So now you don't have to worry about it as an expense. Now it's a profit center, and you should want to keep doing it forever, because the more you do it, the more calls you get, the better your website will do, and the more you'll profit. But getting up to this point and getting past this point is the real challenge for a lot of attorneys. A lot of them may get to the third month or even the sixth month, and they'll say, oh, it's not working, or we're getting a little results, and they'll go chase something new or something different. And that's a real big mistake. because at this point we've built quite a bit, and to abandon it at that level, I just definitely think it's a mistake. My guys that stick it out for about a year, they tend to do really well, and they stay much longer if they make it to the year mark. Yes, all my agreements are month to month, because I don't want to hold you in if you're truly unhappy. And if you're not able to have patience, or things are just not working, you know, you need to quit. And I totally understand that. And that does happen. But again, you need to stay in for the long haul. This is a long-term strategy. So this is not suitable for attorneys that are starving to death and are making no, you know, getting no leads and making no money. Because you, unless you're doing other kinds of marketing, like pay-per-click or direct mail or newsletters to past clients, you may not have the fat to get through these lean times until the SEO really starts kicking in. This is more for people that are getting enough clients a month where they're able to pay for the marketing expense and it's not going to hurt them. And if that's your level and you just want to do better and you just want to get more, then SEO is for you because it's a longer term strategy. It's like muscle building. You know, once you've done it for a while, you got your muscles, you got your physique, you have your health, you're doing really good. It takes time to build, but now you got a really nice foundation from which you can do other things. So I hope this answers the question for you on how long SEO takes. Again, as a final recap, if you don't yet have a website, if you're doing a brand new one, it's going to take longer. It just will. It's going to take, you know, 8-9 months. If you have an existing website, even if it's really old and been around a long time, it'll probably take about 6 months. Could be less, but that's probably about what you're looking at. So I hope this helps. If you want to discuss this further, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing. You can go to speakeasymarketinginc.com or email me at rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com or call 888-225-8594. Thank you.